This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, I want to share with you something else interesting that's relevant to the parsha. This week we read about the man. And we know the man had many, many tastes. In Masech Yuma, Daf Ayin Hey, there's a Machlokes Rav Ami and Rav Asi, when it talks about the Kishuim and the Avatichim and the Chatzir and the Betzalim and the Shumim, one opinion is every species of taste, every type of taste was tasted in the man, except for these five species. And the other opinion is all the minim they tasted in the man, and not only the taste, but their consistency. And these five species, they only tasted it, but not their consistency. Why? Why not these things? Because these things are harmful for a nursing mother. So what's interesting is that there's a minog in Klal Yisrael. It's brought in Tamei HaMinhagim to eat garlic on Shabbos, to eat onions on Shabbos. Some people, they eat garlic Friday night. Well, that's one of the takanas of Ezra, to eat shum Friday night. It's Marbe the Zera. But even aside from that, it's a minhag. Even sometimes women eat shum or betzalim. Many people have a minhag Shabbos day to have betzalim. Where does this come from? So the Tamei HaMinhagim says, look, on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of a karasala Shabbos oineg, which means you have to enjoy the Shabbos with every possible delight. So you say, well, how's that possible? You can't possibly get for Shabbos every single type of food and taste and flavor. Nah, don't worry. You don't have to. Because when they prepared the food on Friday from the man had all the tastes in the world. And therefore, by eating the Shabbos food, which was made from the man, it automatically had all the flavors. The only thing is, there are certain tastes that the man did not taste like. It didn't taste like garlic. It didn't taste like onions. So in order for one's experience of Oinek Shabbos to encompass all types of flavors, the minog is to have garlic and onions on Shabbos. Well, now the question is, Rabbi Yosef Shal HaLevi Natanzan in the Sefer Devei Shal brings that a Masech Tiksubas, it brings that small fish is harmful for a nursing mother. Accordingly, the man did not taste like dogim. Likewise, the Abderav in the Oiv Yisrael and Parshas Ekev says that the man did not taste like dogim. So says the Tamei HaMinhagim. This is found in Tamei HaMinhagim on Inyane Shabbos. What we mentioned about the onions and the garlic is Ois Shin Samach Zayin, and in the Kunches Achroin, he brings that's another reason to have fish on Shabbos, in order that one's Oinek Shabbos should encompass every taste in the world, including the taste of fish. However, there are many sources that disagree, like the Medrash Rabbah says explicitly, Parshas Nasai, Parshas Zayin, Ois Dalad, and the Kedushas Levi and the Chida, they all say the man did taste like fish, but these are perhaps some basis for the minhag of having fish on Shabbos, because if, according to the opinions, the man did not taste like fish, you wanted your Shabbos experience to be all-encompassing of all the types of enjoyments in this world, to be Mekayim v'karasa l'Shabbos Oinig. I want to invite everyone to join us tonight at 8:30 for an amazing topic on Parshas V'haloyscha. Hope everyone can make it. 8:30 tonight. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.